Morning, Rabbis. To continue our discussion about the Asura Horugei Malchus, I saw something that I thought was an interesting point. When you read it and when you learn the words, it seems obvious, but at the time I never thought about it. We know that in the Adire, in the Arze Alvon and Adire Atoira that we say in the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, we don't mention the story at all about the Tsar, about the Roman governor calling in the Tzadikim and he's judging them because of Mechias Yosef. None of that is mentioned. All that's mentioned is that there were Asura Harugei Malchus, and it mentions seven of them by name and one of them Beremes. And that fits in, obviously, historically, that's much easier because we're not claiming that all of them were present at one time in front of one particular governor. But in the Eile Eskrod that we say on Yom Kippur, we tell the story of this governor who called in 10 tzaddikim and judged them, and the 10 tzaddikim are mentioned by name, and he judged them because of Mechiras Yosef. But the interesting thing that I saw was, which I thought was very interesting, was I've always thought that this business about Yosef was just a spiel, that this governor was trying to justify himself. He was about to kill the Gedolei Yisrael. He called in the Gedolei Yisrael and he wanted to execute them. And again, Arosh and Marusha. And somehow this, you know, sort of this debate that he had with them about the shoes and the Mechiras Yosef and that he's Mechayev the Misa because of that, that's like, to me, that seemed like some sort of a pretext, some sort of a spiel that he came up with. Yeah, an excuse, Kaviyocha, as if he's trying to justify himself. And the emes is that the Roman governor, most people say it was Tornus Rufus or Osha, yeah, the Roman governor didn't need to justify himself at all. And what he was about to do was cruel beyond words. And therefore, you know, did he have to justify himself? But the way the Eile Eskra reads, and the Medrash in the Eile Eskra also reads, it was the other way around completely. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired Tornus Rufus or Osha to learn Torah. That the Roman governor was inspired. The words are here in the Machzor HaMeforish, that he was inspired to learn Torah, and he learned Torah from the Sanhedrin. He went to the Sanhedrin for a shiur every day. Yeah, it says there. Eile Eskra v'nafshi la eshbecho kivlo unu zedim kuuga bli afucho, that the Rishoyim have consumed us like a half baked cake. Then it says, "Belomdoi sefer," when he was learning Torah, mipi mishule aremas, from the Sanhedrin, who were called the mishule aremas, there's a pasuk to justify that. Yeah, the behavim v'dikdek b'das reshumas, and he learned Torah and he was medaktek in it. And then upostach ve'ele hamishpotim, he started from Bereishis Bara, and he learned the whole of Bereishis from the Sanhedrin. Well, whatever language that Sanhedrin had to speak 70 languages. So if he spoke Roman Latin, then they spoke Roman Latin. They taught him in whatever language it was. But anyway, if he was learning Torah, probably he had to know Hebrew as well. But in any event, yeah, it seems like he learnt from Bereishis Bara till Ve'eleh HaMishpatim. Therefore, he had learnt from them about the Pasha of Mechiras Yosef. And he had learnt from them the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which says that they sold their brother Ba'adna Alayim. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says that there were 20 pieces of silver and a pair of shoes cost at that time 2 pieces of silver, and they divided it out amongst the 10 brothers, and therefore each of them bought a pair of shoes with it. And that's one of the problems that Ronnie discussed, that there were only 9 brothers there at the time, so what happened to the other 2 shekel? Okay, a problem, but he knew the story, and he knew the Medrash about the shoes, and then when he came to Ve'eleh HaMishpatim, he suddenly had an idea. I'm going to take these tzaddikim and judge them for the Mechiras Yosef. Yeah, and we'll see B'li'edah tomorrow, we'll carry on tomorrow, but it's the other way around. It's not that he was looking for a pretext and trying to justify himself. He was learning Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired him to learn Torah. He wanted to understand the Torah of these Jews that he was ruling over. And during the course of that, he learned Mechiras Yosef, and then he came to Ve'eleh HaMishpatim, and then he came up with a plan.
Started Erzurway in Northwest London Thursday, Kav Vov 7, 11th of June. Marina Rabbi Yeshua Biton Shlita of Chazak and Rov of Darche Avot. The minig of visiting kavurim. This is Torah been sponsored Linishmas Rav Chaim Mendel ben Ritzvi Zichron Lebrocha, or Linishmas our esteemed founder of Yosef Dov ben Hashem Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz Zichrono Lebrocha.
So, I think the title on the advert was topic, you know, Inyana Dioma, topical theme, which sort of gives me a lot of latitude to speak about a lot of things. But I think there's one thing that's always topic, it's lately over the last few years definitely, and truth is over the last few centuries, there's always a trip to some Kevet Tzadikim, if they're running to the Naim Elimelech or to Reb Shaila ben Reb Moshe. These are things that is a very topical thing to do. I see you're getting worried where this is going, but don't worry, it's all going to go well. I found it fascinating that a few weeks ago on Lag BaOmer, I took a group of 40 Hasmos year 9, so 15-year-olds, to Morocco. They were cheap tickets. I managed to convince the school. I managed to convince the parents. I managed to convince the teachers to come with. And Baruch Hashem, we arranged a trip to Morocco for Lag BaOmer. And I'm very passionate about going to Morocco for Lag BaOmer because there's a tzaddik there. I've got a book here, which I'm not promoting, although it is the Biton edition, of Reb Amram Ben Diwan, who was buried in Morocco. And he, on Lag BaOmer, there was a strong minhag in the Jews of Morocco over the years to come and gather at his kever. His yortzeit was actually on Tisha B'Av, but on Lag BaOmer they would come and to be mechazek from his kever and daven and be mispalel. And so I thought it was a bank holiday. I think it was about 30 hours on the ground. We'll fly in Ryanair from Wanet, from Marrakesh, Tangier, and we'll go to the tzaddik. And Agav, both my great grandparents, they met in on Lag BaOmer at the kever of Rav Amram Ben Diwan, and they both shook hands at that point. One said, "Oh, I have a son. I have a daughter." That was my grandparents, and they then went home and told their respective children and spouses that they had made a shidduch. Baruch Hashem, it worked out well. Here I am. So Rav Amram Ben Diwan. Now he was born in Eretz Yisrael, and funnily enough, he had to run away. He came to raise money, like the chidah.
What year was he born?
1740-ish. So he came to Morocco to raise money. Must have been really bad matzav if you come to Morocco to raise money, but he did come to Morocco to raise money, and they enjoyed it there. And then they went back to Eretz Yisrael. And he had an interesting encounter with the head of Hebron, the Arab leader in Hebron, that he went to the Maros HaMachpelah. At the time, the Yidden were forbidden to go to Maros HaMachpelah. They're allowed to go to a certain step. He had managed to convince the guards he's going to dress up as an Arab, him and his son. They dressed up as Arabs. They went in. And then when they went in, they got discovered. And they were going to be put to death. So they managed to run out. And the one country that they knew and enjoyed was Morocco. They came to Morocco. His son was ill. He ended up dying in Morocco. The point is, I'm taking these kids there. We get there about 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's like Maron. There's fire. There's food. There's singing. You can go there any day of the year. There's royal guards there. There's a Hachnasas Orchim, place to sleep. There's a food to eat. There's cold drinks. And the boys have never seen anything like it, except that they had. And one of them pointed out to me and said, "It's so fascinating that this is mamash like going into Poland and you'll go to one of the kvarim, the famous kvarim of one of the tzaddikim, and you have achnasas orchim, and this has been going on for 100 years plus. And you'll have food and you have people davening." And it's fascinating that these things evolve. It's not a mistake. That means they didn't have much interaction, and yet they both came to the same conclusion that this is how you treat your tzaddikim. Now, I know it's niche and it's not everyone's minig and everyone's got, but for two people, completely opposites, to come to such a conclusion tells you that there's some MS over here and what's going on. I like to compare this to the Langa Pius. The fact that the Temanim ended up with Langa Pius and the Hasidim ended up with Langa Pius, those are haircuts that don't evolve by mistake. There's clearly a decent Masoira there that if someone on the other outside of the world ended up with a haircut that they have, a Pius, Simonim on the side, then that surely comes from a place that has strong roots, no pun intended. So it makes you think: Where does this minhag come from? What do the poskim have to say about it? And we have the Maril. We'll start off with the Maril. The Maril says that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kol Adam Yelech Lebeis Akvaris Lehishtateach Al Kibrei Tzadikim. Lehishtateach means to beseech, to beg, to daven Al Kibrei Tzadikim. Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Everyone should go, and if, unless it's a makom sakana, then ain't sarah. That is the Maril, and on that the Darkei Moshe says, again on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he says, "Kos of Maril, the noyagim be'erev Rosh Hashanah ve'erev Yom Kippur leilech el akvaros leman lahachnia atzmoi leyom hadin, v'haminik bezman hazeh loyma al akvaros tchinos v'akoshes ki ba'oid liboy nechna." So the Darkei Moshe says that it seems to be. Why we go on Erev Rosh Hashanah to a Beis HaKvaros is because when you go to a Beis HaKvaros, you're quite humbled. It's quite a humbling experience. And you'll go there, and you'll be, even the biggest big shot is faced with death, then he lowers himself a bit. And then when he's a little bit lower, then he will start davening, and he will his tefillis will be more acceptance because he's not coming with arrogance. That's how he starts off. And then he continues. Tefillah soy ritzuya, his tefillis will be accepting. But Das Hamesim Mahani. Now, the language of Das Hamesim Mahani is usually described. There is a debate whether after a person dies, if they have a cognizance, if there is communication, if you can the tefillahs go through them. And he says, yeah, Das Hamesim Mahani, Kamo Shemitzinu, and this is why I've picked it, Bekolev Ben Yefuna. So now you see where I'm going over here. So Das Hamesim Mahani, it seems to be that, hold on, it's not about necessarily being machnia. It's not about humbling yourself. But rather, there's a tzaddik here. And the tzaddik is listening. Just like we see Bekole, where Rashi points out, Nishtateach al Kivrei Avos, he went to beseech the Kivrei Avos. And if we look at the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Tanis, let's start with the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis says, what happens is, if you're going through a tzara, so Am Yisrael is going through a tzara, there hasn't been rain, you should go and daven by the Kvarim. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What does it mean? Why are we going to the kvarim? What's the point? Lomo yotzim lebeis hakvaris. Pligiba reblevi bachama verbchanina. Chad oma hare onu chashuvim lefanecho kemesim. One says that we get then to the beis hakvaris and we start being faced with death, and we turn around and we say, look, if we don't have the rain, we're going to die. We're going to be humbled by the fact that we're surrounded by death. Verbchanina. Chad oma harei anichshuvim lefanecha kemesim. Chad oma kedei sheyevakshu aleinu mesim rachamim. So that the mesim should ask on our behalf for rachamim. The mai nafkamina. Why is a random machlokes? The Gemara answers, and this is fantastic. That nafkamina is if you are in a place where there's no yiddish shikvarim. You're in St. Albans, and there's a wonderful tifla, and there's a cave there. Now, if it's about Tachrun and Bakosha, says Rashi, they can't even ask for themselves, never mind for you, right? Because how does it work? I always gave this example when we would take, when I was with the JLE, we take people who are completely beginners. It's a random place to take people. We go to Amukka, whatever it may be. And it's like, if it's not your culture, it's not something you've heard of before, it's actually bonkers. And particularly when you try and say that you don't believe in paganism and all of that. So we'd explain, you have to understand, that tzaddik is like the son of the CEO, he's the best worker. You go there, you ask him if he can speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your behalf, or in the schus of the tzaddik, or you get there and you're influenced by the tzaddik. So that will work with a yid, but if it's a akum, then it won't work. Unless you're going to be a little bit humbled, and that makes no difference what kind of Beis HaKvaros that is, and you can even go to a non-Jewish Beis HaKvaros. And that's the Gemara in Tainis, and that seems to be what the Darkei Moshe was doing. He starts off saying, we go on Erev Rosh Hashanah, why? To be machne ourselves. And then he says, and also, the Mesim are listening, and that's another reason to go. And if you look in Hilchos Tanis, the Ramah says, Shiva Tanis Eilo Echad Shpalim Yotzim Kol Ha'am LeBeis HaKvaros. That's a Shulchan Aruch. Everyone goes to the Beis HaKvaros. Uboichim, and we cry. Umischananim Shom. So we beseech Koloma Hareyat Emesim Ki'ilu Im Loi Ke'elu Im Loi Teishu Midar Keichem. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to go with the Pshat in Tanis, that we're going to a Beis HaKvaros because we want to be confronted with death. And he says, we go to the Beis HaKvaros, we say, look, there's death over here, we're going to die, there's no rain, unless we do tshuva, so it's going to induce us to do tshuva. Or lefizeh, says the Ramah, which is based on the Gemara as well, im ein kivrei Yisrael if there's no Kivrei Yisrael, Holchin al Kivrei, well, he doesn't say Goyim, he says Kutim, at least because ultimately it's just about being faced with death. And on that, the Magen Avraham says that even though Lemaisa, once you're there, we're going Mischanan, and we're going to ask, and we're going to use tzaddikim to take our tefillahs up, but Lemaisa, the main reason by a Tanis to go to a Beis HaKvaros wasn't so much to get our tefillahs up, but it was actually to get us to do teshuvah, and the way to do teshuvah is to be faced by death. And we realize, hold on, the end is near, and we have to do teshuvah. And that was the point of the whole going to the Beis HaKvaros. So we see here at this point already that there is a tradition from even if it's Rosh Hashanah or Tanis to go to Kvarim. There is a power there. Either the power is that we're faced with death, or the power is that the tzaddikim themselves can help us lift up our tefillahs. And the Mishnah Berurah says this, and the Mishnah Berurah adds a little bit more. The Mishnah Berurah in Rosh Hashanah says, Beis HaKvaros, on the Ramah, the Beis HaKvaros hu mokim menuchas ha-tzadikim v'hatfilo niskablo shom yoisa. That you go to the Kosel, the tefillahs on niskabel yoisa, right? The Wi-Fi is a lot, Hashem is everywhere, but the Wi-Fi is a lot stronger at Mokum HaMikdash. That's how it is, right? It's like, it's the dynamic. Yeah?
It's a good.
I'm saying. And on the same vein, a Beis HaKvaros will also have some energy that is stronger, which is Menachem Nusach about Tefillah Niskabel Shom Yosa. Ach, he points out, we have to be careful, and this is where some people cross the line. Ach al Yosim Megamosoi Neged HaMesim. Don't start asking the tzaddik to be God, right? You know the famous joke of the man who went to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and to Maron, right? He went to Daven and he asked Reb Shimon Bar Yochai if he can take his tefillahs to Reb Shaila, so that Reb Shaila can send him up to Shemar. You have to understand, we can't lose out the ikka from the tafel over here. And chas v'shalom, we shouldn't think that the tzaddik is the one that is doing the work. Ach yevakesh mi Hashem yisbarach. We ask from Hashem, she yitzein olav. And this is not a standard, we'll see there's variants of this. Ach yevakesh mi Hashem yisbarach, she yitzein olav rachamim, b'schus hatzadikim shoichne ofos. So if you're at a keva, you go there and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the schus of the tzaddik. I also find, and maybe this is what his first line is, that when you're in at a place of a tzaddik, or any place, an old shul, or any base, any shul, there is a certain, the place puts you, sets you in a zone, the ambience of the place sets you in a zone, and therefore you're more concentrated on your tefillah, the awesomeness of it, and therefore your tefillahs are more accepted, because you are in a different place. And you're in a different place because of the geography of where you are. And this is what he says, that V'yakif HaKvaros, and this is where you go to Amukah, there's people going around the Kaaba. He says, V'yakif Yitin Stok, V'kodim Shem Etchim, V'ein Leilach HaKaaba Echot Shtei Pomim V'yayim. Okay, that's a separate issue. And that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Kaf HaChaim seems to say the same thing. And he brings down, he says again, it's Mokim Menuchas HaTzadikim. And so he said, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, is you go to, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'schus the tzaddik that's buried there, then you should answer my tefillahs. B'schus the tzaddik. Because you are going to be, to give cover to the mace, right?
So you don't have to go to Beis Olam to do that.
So you see,
theoretically.
Yeah, well, yes and no. Truth is, you can daven from wherever you are, right? But let's look at the Kaf HaChaim, which I was going to skip over. But he asked,
"Masha top." What got more kedusha, a shul or next to a keva?
So, yeah. Do you know what? We're going to see how you can even daven next to a keva. That's, it's got issues of itself. But lachora shul has more kedusha than a. I mean, yeah, lachora shul has more kedusha. Sure, they're different energies.
On, right?
I think it's different kind. It's a different kind. So far, what we've seen from the tzaddikim, it's that there's the energy of a tzaddik, so it's another pathway. I don't know if it's
the other Rabbani one. There's a shul. They built a shul there.
They've got a shul there. The shul's been there for a long time.
Of the Niftan.
Yeah, but it's also b'schus of Rav Amram Ben Diwan.